careers, our callings. We're starting a new series that will examine the question, how can you become a Christian at work in the sports arenas, theaters, restaurants, and halls of justice? In my opinion, this is one of the most important questions we must answer. I'll even dare to say that it's the most misunderstood question I've ever seen. Have you ever figured out how to integrate your faith into work and society? I'd like to bring us back to the words of Jesus so we can develop an intelligent and integrated approach to faith in the workplace. Jesus prayed, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Matthew 6. Jesus boldly prayed for the kingdom of heaven to invade the earth realm. He didn't advocate the separation of spiritual and secular. He did not believe in the separation of faith and politics or sports and business. Jesus advocated an integrative model for each of us. You're called to bring the Spirit, the King, and His kingdom to earth on a daily basis. If you're an architect, you should become a Christian architect. What does a Christian architect look like? He or she looks like an architect who's driven by the highest moral standards and led by the Spirit. The Bible says, in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Without even speaking the name of Jesus, we should be shouting it with our attributes, our work ethic, our morals, knowledge, and excellence. Our co-workers should be influenced by who we are, and then they'll ask us what we believe. Many people have asked me whether they should enter full-time ministry or choose careers. Although I appreciate the question, it demonstrates a faulty paradigm. Your calling should be your career, and your career is ministry. The Bible says, "In whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Colossians 3:17. Wow. All means all. I encourage you to seek God for a calling to enter a career that supplies all of your needs and gives you the opportunity to influence others and give to God. It's really quite simple, because you're designed to be a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Marc Goulet.